This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
Before we get on to the stories, I need to know more about you.
I'm 29 years old. I work as a private contractor for the NSA, for the CIA.
Edward Snowden remains a polarizing figure, a person that forces you to pick a side. Unsurprisingly, in Oliver Stone's new film Snowden, the NSA whistleblower is depicted as a hero. Stone tells a story of a tech nerd, a lover, a patriot that loses face in his country the deeper he gets involved in U.S. surveillance tactics and programs. At a sneak preview of the film Snowden, hosted by the newspaper Bild and Universum Film, moviegoers had mixed reactions.
My name is Edward Joseph Snowden.
Wasn't that much new info? It was just that you could see his private life.
I liked it very much. I think it's a very interesting and important topic, but it was very Hollywood.
We've just talking about it. It was really awesome to see how the whole story behind the Snowden was.
Especially like where he came from, like where he worked before and where he now is.
Following the screening, Snowden supporters and critics engaged in a discussion, less about the film itself, more about the actual man. Among the panelists, former U.S. ambassador to Germany, John Kornblum.
What everyone thinks of Mr. Snowden, it is very important that there be a more comprehensive discussion in Germany about security, about intelligence, and about especially the electronic things.
Addressing this heated topic, John Kornblum feels it's important to keep in mind.
We know that there has been a very thorough investigation in the United States by the Justice Department, but the results of this investigation haven't been released. So all these things, including this film, even including our discussion today, are based on a very small amount of facts.
Also on the panel, German journalist and blogger Richard Gutjahr. For him, Snowden's revelations on U.S. surveillance capabilities changed his relationship to technology. Gutjahr offers a straightforward support of Snowden's actions.
I think even the United States is heroic in reinventing itself over and over again. So if you spot something that needs to be fixed and somebody addresses that very spot, I think I wouldn't call it a hero, but somebody who did do a service to his very own society.
While debates continue whether Edward Snowden is a hero or a traitor, the American remains in Russian exile, and his future remains unclear. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.